The Holy Gospel for the second Sunday in Advent is taken from the first chapter of the Gospel of Mark. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.'" John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." This is the gospel of the Lord. You may go ahead and be seated for the Sunday School Christmas program. It's a super Christmas. And this is supposed to be funny in parts, so please laugh. That helps the kids.
Many heroes have come to Earth to combat the forces of evil. In times of great need, when the world faces imminent danger, a select group of individuals work together to protect the people of Earth. Such an event is causing superheroes to band together for their most incredible mission. We applaud the supers.
Good morning. People call me the Man of Steel. You can call me Superman. The supers are gathering because we have been informed that a new hero is coming to Earth. It is said that he's coming to save the world. We are worried. What if he is a threat? Maybe it's a trap. How do we know it's not an evil plot? People of Earth have no fear. I'm ready to sacrifice my life to serve you. Up, up, and away.
Howdy, it's our friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. My spider sense is tingling. A new powerful super is arriving on Earth. This concerns us. He has the power of G.O.D. Who is this G.O.D.? And will he get use his power for good or evil? With great power, there will also come great responsibility. We need to find them. Supers need to stick together to do right and protect humanity.
Hello, I'm Batman the Dark Knight.
And I'm Robin, the Boy Wonder.
I'm Batgirl. Never judge a book by its cover.
It has come to our knowledge that a new rule is coming to Earth. This has caused quite a stir among our crime-fighting friends. It is our job to protect the world from corruption.
Holy points of peace, Batman.
Yes, Robin. They say he comes in peace. But how do we know he is not a Joker who turns the world into pieces?
That's why you two need my help.
Batgirl, how can you help us in this crusade of justice?
Batman, I have the one tool you don't have in your utility belt. A woman's intuition.
Put the bags in and we must go navigate, Crusaders.
Hey, can you hear me? Is this on? Hi everyone, Hulk here, the Incredible Hulk. Someone said there is a new super on his way and that he comes with strength. With the strength of the almighty G-O-D. I need to see this new super. The Hulk is the strongest one there is. I just don't want him to take my job. Supers are the ones who save the world.
I am Iron Man. I'm a different breed of heavy metal hero. It's not the armor that makes a hero, but the man inside. The supers have joined forces to look for a new superhero who's coming to Earth. He is said to be mighty. We question his motives. We won't stop until we find him. We will find him. Even heroes fall.
To join my super brothers and sisters. We are looking for the new super who is coming to Earth. They say he comes with the truth of G-O-D, which is like two edges of a sword. What is this sort of truth? We must find him and be certain he does not use the sacred truth as a weapon. I cannot stand by while innocent lives might be lost. I am Wonder Woman. I am willing to help fight for those who cannot fight for themselves.
So the band of supers set off at once in search of the promised super coming to Earth.
In those days, a decree went out from the emperor that all the world should be registered. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem. He went with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child.
I am so tired. I just want to find somewhere to sleep.
There are so many people here. I have a feeling the baby is coming soon. It's going to be a boy. We are naming him Jesus, just like the angel told us. I'm so excited, but nervous. Will I be a good mom? How is this going to be for Joseph? What does God have planned for my son? Right now, I just want to lay down for a while. I am so tired.
I know Mary is tired. I am too. We have journeyed far. It's really been hard on Mary. She is so pregnant. There's so many people here. I knew it would be busy with the census, but I didn't think every inn would be full. But I have to tell you something. Just now, we had an amazing surprise. No angels this time. Superheroes. All my favorites. Superman, Batman, Robin, Batgirl, the Hulk, Spider-Man, Iron Man, and Wonder Woman. They passed by us on the road. They were in a hurry, looking for a new superhero. How about that? The supers. We told them we hadn't seen any supers, and they told us about a nice man down the road who had a cozy stable. Maybe we can rest there for a while. I sure hope we see those supers again. Seeing them was, well, super. Come on, Mary. Just a little further and we can rest.
And while they were there, the time came for Mary to give birth. She gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
In that region, shepherds were keeping watch over their sheep at night.
You won't believe this. It was finally dark after a long day. The sheep were done grazing, and I was gazing at the stars. There were so many. There's no way you could count them. They were beautiful. There was one that was especially bright. It was like it was dancing as it moved across the night sky. My friend slept through the whole thing. That one is always sleeping.
No, I'm not. Did you tell them? I opened my eyes and I thought I was dreaming. Right in front of us there was an extraterrestrial being.
Do not be afraid. I am an angel from God. I bring you good news. We get to tell you the super news that Jesus, the Son of God, was born tonight, the Savior of the world, right here in Bethlehem. Follow his star and you will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in the manger.
Doing? We go to the star. How?
We've looked all day, but still haven't found this new super. Now Hulk is even more scared that he's going to lose his job. The Bat people are going batty. Wonder Woman says she doesn't feel very wonderful right now. I'm not sure what to do. Oh, hey, there's some shepherds. We haven't interviewed them yet. Maybe they know something.
Whoa, I need to wake up. First angels, now superheroes? This is totally super. You're my heroes, all of you. Wow, can I have your autographs? Maybe we can take a selfie together or something. We don't know anything about a new superhero, but we did have something super amazing happen. Some angels appeared and told us God's son was born tonight. They said to follow the bright star and we would find him.
Did you say God's son? G-O-D. Supers, this may be our guy.
But heroes aren't born, they're built. The angels told the shepherds to follow the star. Let's follow the star with them so we can see for ourselves.
Once
right, you superhero. We've got you surrounded. Don't make me angry. You won't like me when I'm angry. You can't take our jobs. Oh, my goodness, everyone. Shh. It's a baby.
Welcome, super friends. Thank you for coming. Your visit is such a gift to my son on his birthday. For Joseph, too. He has not stopped talking about seeing you yesterday. Joseph is a big fan. Now, what's this about our newborn son taking your jobs?
An angel told the shepherds that Jesus is the Savior of the world. If Jesus is a new superhero that's coming to save the whole world, is anyone gonna need us anymore?
Holy baby Jesus, Batman, I don't understand. How does a baby save the world?
Well, you see, Robin, right now Jesus is a baby, but I believe God has something really super in store for him.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so everyone who believes in him will be saved. God did not send Jesus to commend the world, but to save the world through him.
You supers can save people. We need you. Jesus saves us in a different way. God sent Jesus to save us from sin. Jesus reveals God's love and how we can share this love. You share this love when you help others.
Through the birth of Jesus, we know the truth. The love of God truly saves the world. Love is God's greatest gift. What better way to share love, that love, but with a baby?
For to us a child is born, to us a child is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.